Like moths plunging towards the flame, we journey to our home again. Like flowers open to catch the sun, our minds are open to see the one. To have you is the sweetest thing to feel. You are our everything. Oh, Baba. Dear as Baba. You came into this darkest night. You gave us back our inner sight. You found us broken and full of shame. You gave us back our crowns again. To have you is the sweetest thing to feel. You are our everything. Oh, Baba. Dearest Baba. From high to low, from rich to poor, we find ourselves inside your door. To have you is the sweetest thing to feel. You are our everything. Oh, Baba.
And a very, very warm welcome to the beginning of our Double Foreigner International Retreat. And tonight's title of The Magic of My Relationship with Baba is quite connected to the theme of the retreat, My Subtle and My Secret Life with the Supreme. And we do have a live audience. It's quite small, but I know there's a lot of you online, so it's a little bit like the football matches during lockdown, where most of the very few people in the stadium, but a lot of people are watching online. So it's my great pleasure to introduce my dear brother Surya. Us kind of oldies remember Surya from a long way back, and of course during lockdown I'm becoming aware now that there's a lot of Zoom babies. So for those of you who, just a little brief background to Surya, now you came to Baba in the early 50s, Surya, which I think was a
64,
yeah. So you're born in the 1950s. So the early 50s was a pretty good year for Brahmins. And then Surya came to Baba in 64. And then you surrendered in 1960, 8. So I'm kind of curious, really, because you were quite young, actually, when you came to Baba. So you've been about 14, 15. You were a science graduate, and then you surrendered in your teens. So that's... I know he's widely travelled, just about covered the whole of India, and we had the pleasure of welcoming him abroad some years back in the UK. And he's won a very prestigious award from the Public Relations Council of India for his contribution to selfless dedication to service to awaken and empower souls in India and abroad. And actually, I mean, as I said, I've known Surya for a long time. And actually, Surya, when you first came, I presume you met Sakar Baba?
Yes.
Yeah, because you seem to have a little bit of a track in the kitchen since the very beginning. I'm kind of curious, did you have a habit of cooking before?
No.
So this is quite interesting. I find in Baba's yajna, it's quite an interesting thing that Baba seems to put souls into roles where they don't have any experience. And the other thing, I know one of Surya's nicknames is Yogi Raj, so the king of yoga. And of course, Baba always says that only yogis should work in the kitchen. So, Surya, I'm kind of curious, because we're talking about the magic of our relationship with Baba. Do you feel Baba selected you to work in the kitchen because he saw that yoginess sort of latent in you? And also, I'd be kind of curious to know how you feel you've developed your relationship with Baba and your yoga by working in the kitchen.
Okay, very good question. It's true that God's drashti was on me. I feel that from many years, and I understood later on that he was pulling me to Madhuban, because in Yag kitchen there was a little problem, not so good peace or attractive vibrations. So he wanted such a yogi child who cook in the kitchen, you know, the importance of pure Brahma bhojan, so that vibrations, spiritual vibrations, vibrations of love can go to the food, and it will be very useful for all Brahmins. So I actually had never even seen how to cook. I have eaten the food only in my life, never cooked anything, nothing. So I came in Madhuban, and later on I came to know that it was the pull, great pull from Baba. So I was working here and there, seva in yajna. And at that time our museum, Abu Museum, was being built under the direction of Nirvair Bhai. He came from Bombay. And we young people were cooperating with him. So a wonderful thing, a wonderful event took place, that for the inauguration of that museum, Avyakt Baba came down in the museum, in first hall of the museum. And all senior dadis and senior brothers and other sisters were present there. So it was very good meeting there. And that meeting became blessing for me. Or I can say that's a little story. I'm not going to share that story. But he gave me drashti and I remember the words. We four brothers came in front of Baba directly. One was Jagdish Bhai, second myself, third Bhopal Bhai from Shantivan manager, one other fourth one, I don't remember who he was. We came in front of Bab Dada and he gave very powerful drashti and mentioned one great thing, that I will check your chart till 1 week. Because we had rose up our hand in one question of Baba. And Baba mentioned, you have to make efforts by making promise with your own self that I will do this today. I will do this today. And it entered my heart. And later on I came to know that through drashti, Baba had given me, the blessing of becoming a successful, easy or great yogi. And just after 2 days, my duty came into kitchen.
In the kitchen.
At the same time. And the mothers who were working there, they went back to their home after 15 days. And then I was alone there, knew nothing how to cook. You can imagine. Boli Dadi, who was in charge of kitchen, was teaching few things every day to me. Do like this, like this, like this. And I was following. And it was Sindhi Brahma Bhojan. Sindhi Bhojan. Little tough, not easy to cook. I learned gradually, and Dadi used to speak Sindhi language very much.
Were your chapatis round or the muffin?
I was not making chapati, okay. I was just making vegetables, dal, rice, some tolis. I learned gradually. So this way, I was given blessing by Baba. And because I was very keen in Laukik education too, so Baba's education attracted me a lot. Means because I was in that young age, I was in the search of truth. And when I found that truth in Baba's Murli, so I was highly intoxicated, as Baba said. God is teaching you, you must be highly intoxicated. I am godly student, keep it in mind. So, this was my first relationship to Baba, teacher and student.
Mm. I'm just thinking, you mentioned meeting Bab Dhavan, of course, I forgot to mention, but Surya Bhai is really the face of Bab Dada's meeting now, so for those of you who haven't been to Madhuban, of course you'll see Surya Bhai sharing before Bab Dada's meeting, and it's a very important role to actually pull and to transform our intellects and bring it into that space where we can really receive a lot from Baba. So, magic, jadu, is that right? Baba uses this term in the Morli quite a lot, the magician. And if you actually look at the meaning of the word magic, because we're looking at the magic of our personal relationship with Baba, you get words like miraculous and wonderful and extraordinary, which kind of fit into what?
And easy.
And easy. Yeah, I didn't mention that in the magic, but yeah, that's also. And Baba sort of says, we can change impossible into possible. And when you look at magic, it's the influence of an extraordinary power, a supernatural power. And I thought, oh, that's definitely Baba. And when you find magic, everything changes. This is the hallmark of magic. And real magic is that nothing is quite the same again. So I'm kind of curious what magic transformation you've experienced personally. And then we might look at Sova. And then we might look at how you've transformed challenging situations, because Madhavan is like an ocean of sanskaras, and I can imagine you've had to you've had to use a lot of yoga power. So I'm trying to be essential so we can get through as much as possible in the time. So what's been the magic in your personal transformation, Surya Bhai? I mean, you've mentioned, and
I heard in Babaji Murali that real method of yoga is to remember Baba with three relationships, father, teacher and Sadguru. You know it, it comes always in Babaji Murali. So in beginning I used to just remember, he is my father, he is my supreme teacher, he is my supreme Sadguru. But gradually, I started to feel the intoxication of these relationships. Oh, I'm the child of God. So right upon Him. This was my good experience. Right upon Him. And Baba taught me, and He taught everyone, how to use your right. It was a great thing. Just edge. So Baba gave many examples. Just edge. If you have an obedient son, you can order him with right. Go there, bring this thing to me, and he will follow. So Baba is mine. He belongs to me. My Baba. This was very beautiful, attractive word for me. My Baba. He's not God for me. He's my Baba, mine. So right upon Him. So I started to talk to Him. Baba, I want to do it. You have to help me. With right, not request. Please do this. No, I never used the word please. You are my Baba. I'm your obedient child. Do it for me. And I started to experience He's doing. He's fulfilling my all good desires. And one very important thing I would like to share, it is the experience of my first 16 years. Not the experience of 1 year, 16 years. Because I made like research why mind is not stable, where it goes, why it goes here and there. So I started to notice this is the subtle weakness within me, therefore my mind is going there. And very strongly I had the thought that I have to get rid of this weakness. And I talked, Baba, you are my Sadguru. Give me blessing. Make me free from this weakness. And He did. It was magic really. So in 16 years, I recognized my 16 subtle weaknesses. And I just removed them. With the power of yoga, with the power of knowledge, with the power of the intoxication of future status, because about Brahma Baba, I came to know nicely that how much intoxicated He was about His future status. So for till 16 years, I was working on subtle weaknesses, and I was getting free from them. Then one just wonderful and simple thing. I thought that I have this weakness. If I conquer over this weakness, I will become okay. And I finished that weakness, and where that weakness was end, I realized there is one new weakness there. Then I started to work on that, finish it. That was finished, then I realized that, oh, this new weakness is also came up. I finished it. So, 16 steps.
Surya, I mean, I know you've done, when I chatted to you the other day, you know, you've done so many sessions, and I think probably for all Brahmins, but certainly for the foreigners, Baba always talks about waste thoughts. So can we just unpick that a little bit, so that what we are actually doing with your mind, so that you actually changed the waste thoughts,
yes,
into,
of course,
power thoughts.
Sure.
And also maybe it's very nice to hear that Baba took them away, but there must have been something that you were doing, because in a relationship it's a two-way thing, right? In the Lokic world, relationships that last, you have to work on them. So Baba was helping, but you must have been doing something specific. So could you...
Actually, everyone has many ways thought in mind. Me too, in the beginning. But I was aware that I have to become free from these waste thoughts. Not that waste thoughts are coming in my mind and I'm struggling with them. No, I have to become free from them. So this intoxication, now I'm not talking about self-respect. Intoxication, spiritual intoxication, makes our mind silent. This formula I used in my life to get rid of waste thinking, impure thinking or negative thinking or weak thoughts. How many kinds of thoughts are here? It takes time. It took time. I cannot say that within 1 year I got free. It took long period of time, but I got success with the help of intoxication. And this intoxication is the same that God is my father. One fourth relationship I had with Baba, I connected in 1982 on the basis of two avyakt mullis, that God is your good friend, Khuda dost. He is ready to become friendly to you. Make him your friend and take full benefit of this friendship. So this was such a relationship which attracted me a lot, and I made God my friend. And one wonderful experience I would like to share. One day I was just walking near Nakki Lake, because I was in Pandabhavan. So some waste thoughts were coming up in my mind, and they were making me depressed. They made me unhappy. I was not happy that day. I don't remember what was the problem or what was the situation. A thought came up in my mind that if here had been a good friend with me, I would share with him and would become light. And as soon as this thought entered my mind, a powerful voice from up above entered my mind powerfully. I'm your friend. Talk to me. Become happy. And immediately, just I was awakened, my eyes were opened. Oh, God friend, the biggest friend, the supreme friend. No friend in this world is like this friend. I started to talk to him, and within no time, I don't remember, in 1-3 minutes, I got free, I became happy. This was my wonderful experience. I can say first experience. Then many other experiences I got. So these things made me free from waste thinking. But I myself also worked hard, because I was very keen in Baba's knowledge. So always I did one thing. This was my homework, my hobby, my great interest, that from a Vyatmurli age of 1 year, I used to select some beautiful points. Beautiful, we can understand. 25 points, sometimes 50 points, sometimes 16 points. And by using those points, I made myself free from waste. And Baba's very great dharana, you know, in Hindi, Sakshi Drashta, in English, Detached Observer. My aim was to reach to this stage, because in one of Vyatmurli, Baba mentioned one wonderful thing. The soul who is detached observer can complete the work of a month within 2 minutes. Wonderful, great secret. No one can understand how the work of 1 month can be done within 2-3 minutes. So this way I started to understand the importance of powerful thoughts, the importance of thoughtlessness, the importance of elevated thoughts. So this was good thing. By the help of such thoughts, impure, negative, waste thinking finished.
Thoughtless. What do you mean by that? 'Cause when you say you are thoughtless, can you explain? Because you
thoughtless. Not thoughtless. Free from waste thinking.
Okay.
You can remember one murli of last year, Sakar Murli. It was only on one topic. What is the meaning of thoughtlessness? And Baba explained, when you become free from waste and negative thoughts, this stage is called thoughtlessness.
Mm.
No unnecessary thought, not ordinary thought. Sometimes we are not in waste thinking, but we create ordinary thoughts in our mind. That is not so good. But we have to enjoy most elevated thoughts. That is one part of this Raj Yoga. It gives us lot of energy, our brain, our intellect becomes divine, and this way we enjoy this spiritual life.
Mm. Very nice. Now,
you went into depth?
Yeah, I just following up on about the Morley, because I know Daddy Janki often used to say to us, if we have a difficulty or there's something that needs sorting in our mind, she would say, talk to Baba the night before, and the magic will be that even though the Morley was spoken years before, an answer will come in that day's Morley. So that is quite magical. Do you have experiences of that where you've asked Baba something and the answer comes in the Morley the next day?
Yes, it's the experience of mine and yours, experience of everyone, that whatever we need, in next day's Morley we listen. So it's the great magic of God.
Mm.
About our Laukik Gita, it has been mentioned always, right, from thousands of years. If you have any problem in your life, open like this, open Gita, and read 2-3 pages and you will get the solution of your problems. And Bhavaj Murali is the real Gita, great Gita. So we achieve everything from Bhavaj Murali.
So I know you have a science background, but have you thought about how that happens, how that magic happens?
Actually, this is very deep relationship with our thoughts and Baba's thoughts. Because knowledge means Baba had also some thoughts in his mind and he was speaking those thoughts. So if we are just clear to him and if we become parallel to him, somehow Bap Saman, little bit Bap Saman, so we will experience this thing always.
So it's like a synchronicity between your thoughts and Baba's thoughts. Okay. Now, let me just read a quote from one of the Maulis. You'll probably remember it. I won't ask you exactly which date it was, although
I would like to speak something about Sadguru.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind,
sure.
Then you can ask.
Sure, go ahead.
One very interesting, very beneficial relationship with Baba, that he is my Satguru. Satguru we know, supreme guide, supreme preceptor. He is guiding us how to live life. How to enjoy mukti and jivan mukti here itself at confluence age. And in this relationship, every morning he gives blessing to his children. So we must all know it. And we must take full benefit of this opportunity, which I did in my life. In the Murali of 1977 and 78, 2-3 Muralis, Avyakta Muralis are there. In those Muralis, Baba clarified one beautiful thing. At Amratvela, Baba, Sadguru, sits there in subtle region, being Bholanath. You know this word? Bholanath. He is ready to give everything to you. You can ask him for everything, for anything with your right. If you have made any mistake, big mistake, you can ask pardon from him and he will forgive you. If you want to win a number in the rosary of 108, you can claim it. Get blessing from him. And Baba spoke, if you want to come in the rosary of 8, still you can get it. Wonderful thing. You can make him please. You can get everything for entire cycle from him. When I heard it, so it was the points of great interest for me, because yoga became my very simple, easy, practical subject of my life. It was very deep because I had studied one philosophy of Indian philosophy, that is Raj Yoga, Yoga philosophy, not Raj Yoga, Yoga philosophy. So one big monk wrote a holy book on it, Yoga philosophy. So I had studied that. So I was in the search how to have connection or relationship with God. And now when he himself mentioned, I am for you, these words attracted me a lot. I am for you. My all treasures are for you. You can use me any time in any situation. So I got many experiences. If not more, I can say 1,000. When I used Baba In many cases, when I had to give class on any topic, and my mind was not ready, or I had fever in my body, I was not fresh bodily, still I had to give class, I asked him, "I cannot give class, you come down and give class." "With right, I don't request." "With right." And he did. So, Supreme Guru have this powerful relationship with God. He is my Supreme Guru, he is my guide. Not only teaching, but giving me blessings every day. See how great we are, that God has become our good friend. How fortunate we are, that He is giving company all the time to us. So, it depends upon our intellect, how much we take benefit of His friendship, how much we use our right. So this way, we can make Him good friend, our good Satguru, teacher He is always, and we are the children of God. I had this intoxication those time, I am next to God. So, great things came in life, in intellect, and mind became ready to create elevated thoughts. David?
So, someone's actually asked a question. How can I experience all relationships with Baba since he's not corporeal? And someone else asked, well, is my relationship with Shiv Baba? Is it with Sakar Baba? Is it with Avyakt Bapdada? And now some people are calling the meetings Avyakt, Avyakt Bapdada, or the Bapdada movie. Now, I'll just share one thing, some magic. Many years ago, I wanted to make a little translite in my room, so I got a cardboard box, and I stuck a bulb in, and I had a little trance picture from Baba or something. So it's a bulb that I found. It's a cardboard box, nothing fancy, and this quite poor image of Baba. And I sat down, and I had quite an amazing experience. And even now, when I'm kind of looking at the pictures of our ancestors, or we go in Baba's room, if you think about it in a kind of a, I suppose, a scientific way, it's just a wooden box with a couple of lights. Of course, now the digital LED lights that's shining through. So, two things. Who am I having a relationship with, and do you have any inkling into how Baba can transmit that feeling when it's just a piece of cardboard?
So, answer of first question, our relationships are with Shiv Baba. Brahma Baba is our mother, we know. He is our Alaukik father, we know. He is mother father. But here is the question, to whom we have to have our relationship? With Shiv Baba. But now, because he is Nirakar, he is incorporeal, so he has clarified many things, that I will give you the experience of all relationships through Brahma's subtle body. Once, this question was asked by to Avyakt Bapdada in Om Shanti Bhavan, that we are in Sakar, corporeal form, you are in Nirakar. How can we enjoy, experience, relationship with you? Suppose I am in problem, I remember you, how you will give cooperation, how will you help us? So Baba answered, that I will make someone instrument to help you. That will be my help. So through any channel, through any instrument, and best instrument is Brahma Bhava now. And both Shiva and Brahma Bhava, now I can use the word, this divine angel can come any time to us, and his coming to us will do everything. He need not to do anything. He comes down. Suppose you are sitting in your home and there is any problem, and you invoke Bap Dada, come down Baba. And he came down in your home, and his vibrations spread out in your home. Your entire home became charged with those vibrations. So then everything will become okay. So he will give the experience of all relationships through Brahma. Just as he realized us that I am your most loving father through Brahma. We listen Murli, and through Murli we experience his love. Teacher, he gave knowledge through Brahma. His supreme Sadguru through Brahma. Friendship, he will do through Brahma. Or we have 8 relationships with him, normally these are 4. Then mother, child, baby, brother or bridegroom, 8. But it can be confusing or very difficult. 8, how to do this? On Monday, 1 relationship, on Tuesday, 2nd, and Thursday, 3rd, like this. So, you will enjoy nothing. My Baba, get related to him. He's my Baba, my father. And just with the experience of 1 relationship only, you will enjoy all relationships to him. I give an example. Suppose, in your country, there is a mother, divorced. She has only 1 child, son. Lot of love. And you can experience, you can know easily. That son is like the world for that mother. She will see everything in that son. Am I right? 1 thing. 2nd example I will give you. Suppose, in your country, elections took place. Your father also became corporate, whatever you say. In India we say, member of parliament, member of senate. And you got this news that my dad is selected as the prime minister of my country or the president of my country. You know how much intoxicated you will be at the same time. And I used to say this way for myself too, that immediately you will give phone to 100 people, your 100 friends. Oh, see, my dad has become the prime minister of this country. Now don't worry in life. If some problem comes to you, tell me. My dad is prime minister. He will solve everything. Right? People are misusing their relationships. We will not misuse. So I was highly intoxicated. One who was God till now, he is now my father. The creator of the world, the creator of heaven, the ocean of knowledge, ocean of love, the almighty one. He has become my father. So can I say to the world, if you have problem in your life, any problem, tell to me, my father is God. I will give ring to him and he will solve your problem. This was intoxication, my intoxication for years and years. So So our sisters, teacher sister used to say me, Baba is your friend, ask him to help me in building my center, new center. And whenever I did, they got help. So like this, my Baba, in this one word, the essence of all relationship is hidden. So we can use this, we can enjoy this, my Baba. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Very okay. Can you give an example where you've seen some magic in service? Something that seemed impossible that happened?
Yes, magic in service.
And I'm still kind of interested in what Baba does and what we have to do. Because you're saying Baba will put it right, but surely we have to do something.
Yes, we have to do. So if we don't do, he will not help. So just one day, many years before, maybe 45 years before, here is Sirohi district of Mount Abu. We went there. There was no center. We went there to open a center, and we were not getting any place to live for accommodation, because in beginning we needed at least 5 brothers to make fair mela. We used to do that thing in those days. So no one was giving place to us. So I was responsible for that. So I was talking to Baba. Baba, this is the problem. We don't know what to do. We came here to open a center and many souls will come to take inheritance, to take knowledge. So what should we do? So next day, a man came to me and he suggested me, nearby here, there is a Dharmasala. Dharmasala in India, Indian knows it. Nowadays are hotels. In Indian culture, rich people used to build like hotel free.
It's like a rest place for the pilgrims.
Rest place. So he suggested there is the rest place, you go to that rich man and he will definitely cooperate with you. And we went there and he said, yes, okay, you can use. And problem was finished. It had been many times, and in personal experience, I can say, I got this experience when we recorded, you know, the episodes of Samadhan Solution, about 1,000. So, and in personal discussion too many times, people used to ask such questions that neither me had heard such question any time, nor I knew how to answer it. Same thing happened in our Samadhan program. Rupesh Bhai, who was anchor, and by emails, he used to ask many questions. We never prepared. We sat there and he started to ask questions. So such questions came up. I don't know how to answer it, what to answer it. And just from Baba, it came immediately. Just one question I would like to share with you. A student asked a question. I am an intelligent student, but I am very weak in physics. How to become wise and intelligent in physics so that I can obtain more than 90% marks in physics, then my total percentage will become very high, 97%. Otherwise, I am losing it. It is up to 80%. In normal way, we can say, you can take coaching classes, do this, study this. But no. All of a sudden, just, I remembered him, and a flow came what to do. You know, I have not studied even a single small book of medical science, but that answer was medical. And not one question, at least 50 questions. I worked on depression, psychiatric disease, and I had never studied any book. Never. But Baba gave me such thoughts, it was a wonderful experience of his cooperation. And you may not believe, at least 1,000 patients of depression, insomnia, OCD, schizophrenia, they got well. Within 1 week, within 11 days, 21 days without using any medicine. So, I am not a doctor, but it was done from there.
Magic.
You are a doctor, you can know.
However, if you are taking some medicines, don't stop taking them without talking to your doctor. Okay, so, yeah, well, now, this is a bit delicate, but there must have been Dadiji, or one of her slogans, wasn't it? See the best. Dadi Prakash Mani. See the best and forget the rest. So I'm kind of curious because, like, as I said before, Madhuban is an ocean of sanskaras. So I'm kind of curious, and of course, you don't need to give any names. You can tell me those afterwards. No, I'm only joking. Can you give an example or two of where there's been a very difficult situations with sanskars, BK sanskars, and some you with your relationship with Baba, some magic has happened.
Actually,
and also I'd like to know what you were doing with your mind when that happened.
Actually, we know on the basis of the spiritual knowledge, each soul has its different sanskaras, own sanskaras. When I entered kitchen, first experience, people started to say me, don't go in kitchen. Same thing. There are some souls with such sanskaras, with sanskaras, you will feel very difficult, you will find very difficult there, don't go. But because Didi Manmohini had asked me, go there, I could not say no, I went there. So my first thought, there was one soul in kitchen who I really taking test paper of everyone. And I noticed she used to easily get angry. So I decided in my mind, I have to live my life according to them. I will never expect, that they should live life like me, or as I want, they must follow that. So I became very easy. So in few things, in few cases, what I did, accepted the things. Acceptance is a great dharana to just harmonize in such situations where there are the souls of different sanskaras, critical sanskaras. With me, one man was given in kitchen and David know him. He was Arjun. Many of you don't know him. He was a man who had just half. And you will be very surprised when Sivabha established this yajna, such five brothers and sisters entered in the yajna who were mentally very weak. Their parents asked Baba, Baba, we cannot look after them. You say that God has entered your body. You please look after them. We all will give money for them for whole life. So Baba accepted them. Arjun Dada was one of them and he was given to me. Problem was that he used to get easily angry, not little anger. His anger would go up to Paramdham, as Baba was saying 2 days before. But I knew that how Brahma Baba used him in service. And there was one great quality in this Arjun Dada, that if you give him a responsibility and you just convince him, clarify him, it will take time. We have to teach him 10 times, 20 times. But once he learns that, he will do that faithfully with full responsibility. And I noticed it. So I started to teach him and he became so useful to me that he made me free from many things. So I did not work according to his sanskar, or his sanskar did not become a big problem for me. He became my friend. He used to love very much to me. No one can speak anything against me in front of him. And
he used to do the Sindhi Halva.
Sindhi Halva. He was the one man in the yajna who used to prepare Sindhi Halva. Few things we had to prepare for that. Even me, I could not learn. Only Bholi Dadi and Arjun Dada, and they used to prepare that thing and we made Sindhi Halva. So this way, I made myself so light. That lightness, easy going nature, it makes everything easy. Baba taught me in one of it only. Easy going nature will make everything into easiness. So problems will become easy, relationships will become easy, sanskara will become easy, yoga will become easy. So everything, I learnt it in 1971 and I worked on easiness. And it became my nature, so no class of sanskaras in life.
How did you work on easiness? I mean, what were you doing with your thoughts?
I give one example. It was the case of 1970. So I had severe fever in the body. And at that time Bhyag was not so rich. So we did not have medicine, no money, no doctor, no treatment. So I was in rest. In India, mothers used to be good doctors. Those who belong to India, they know it. So Bholi Dadi used to give us some kadha, juice of some vegetables, of some spices. So I had severe fevers. Very much fever. But I was very light and soul. This fever is related to my body, not to me. I'm separate from this fever. I am healthy, I'm very happy. So because of good yoga, I did practice of bodilessness. And there was no effect. I remember that day. It lasted for 7 days. There was no effect of that physical illness on my mind. So easy. I had one thought that if fever came, it will go away. It is because of my some karmic account. Okay, karmas are being settled. It will finish. So easiness made me healthy. Without using any medicine. Many cases in life, because of heavy water and dry air here at Mount Abu, we all got many sicknesses, especially problem of stomach. because of hard water. Now you have mineral water here. It's very useful, very easy, soft water. At that time it was hard water. So we used that water for 30 years and it caused many diseases in our body. But I remained always light, okay, nothing. I'm not stomach, I'm the soul. So let it finish, and it created not big problem for me.
Mm. Thank you. And looking at the time, I wonder, in just sort of short, many brothers and sisters think, you know, having constant yoga means I have to sit in yoga for all the time. I mean, I know you and the brothers did very deep practice at Amrit Vela for a long time, but could you sort of clarify the magic of how you integrate? I mean, you have kind of mentioned it really with relationships, talking to Baba, but is there any other way where you can give a little insight into how you keep that relationship with Baba constant while you're doing things?
Actually, we all Brahmins need one thing, and that is a practice of karma yoga. Not sitting yoga. I have seen in my life a person even who sat down for 8 hours a day could not become yogi. A person who is karma yogi, who knows this art, how to practice karma yoga, can become a successful yogi. So Amrit Vela is a great time, we know, but many, many Brahmins don't enjoy Amrit Vela. You know what is the problem in that. So make a program, just as Babaji gave this Murli for the first time, I remember that day too, 18th of June 1970. Make your timetable of mind and intellect. You are the great VIPs, just as VIP of this world. Their timetable, minute-to-minute program is fixed. You make your mind and intellect program. So I made that. And for 6 months, I continued practice those things, follow that program. And then I started to make hourly program. Then one good practice I did. I made a list of the karmas I do whole day. And that was a big list, 35 types of karmas. Simple karmas. Suppose I have to do brush. It will take 2-3 times. I will do this practice at that time. I had to make tea, I had to drink tea or milk, or I had to cook food or eat food or taking bath or changing the dress. So in all actions, I have to do this practice. So I made a list of 25 types of practice of yoga and added with one actions, karmas. And I gave attention for 3 days only, and from the 4th day things became natural and yoga chart was increasing. So it was the experience that I felt myself very close to Baba. I experienced that he gives lot of love to me. So relationships became close. Once in message, Baba mentioned one thing, the children who remember me very much. I immerse them in subtle region and I talk to them. So it was very good, a very, very great and deep experience of those days. So if we make a simple and practical program how to improve, increase our yoga, we will feel many others' relationships with Baba, complete love for Baba, detachment from this world, very deep closeness to Baba, and we will feel that he is ready to do everything for me. I need to surrender everything to him. So the feeling of complete surrender, which is very subtle, it comes in our intellect naturally, and we enjoy relationships with Baba. And in all relationships, then we talk to him. Not just we connected the relationship, but we follow many things. We fulfill the relationship, the condition of the relationship. We talk to him and we do what he says. We do what he says to us to do. Then he will do what we say him to do. This I got experience in life. Om Shanti?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, there's more questions coming, but thank you so much, Surya. So, it seems from what you're saying that making Baba your friend, and which means constantly talking to Baba, and you've just highlighted that, seems really important to get the magic working, and the importance of actually creating intoxication. And I really like this thing of acceptance, living my life according to others. That's an interesting, very useful tip. Thank you so much. So just now Surya is going to conduct meditation with a commentary. And just thank you, obviously those in the hall, but there's well over 300 connections, and we're thinking there's probably over 600 are watching live across the world, which is lovely. So thank you all for being with us, and please do stay for meditation. So I'm going to come down.
So first of all, red light please. I will give only a few thoughts. हाँ सीधा करना आ जाओ वही मैं कर रहा हूँ सीधा कर You will sit here. Sit here.
Okay.
Easy?
Okay, yeah.
Give the rest. So first, let us invoke Baba Dada and feel his presence. Receive drashti from him, and everyone will experience that he put his hand of blessing on my head. Red light. Baba Dada came down. He is standing in front of me. and sitting on the top of globe. Master Almighty, most powerful, Shri Baba Almighty, visualize him. He is in soul world. His rays of might are coming down to me. I became full with these spiritual powers. I am lighthouse, my house. Around me, here is the powerful aura of my big aura. Sit inside this aura. rich, powerful vibrations are going to enter world from each part of my body. Powerful vibrations are going to the world. I am an angel. Soul is sitting in the body of light. Angel of purity. With golden radiation, I am the angel of purity and master of this entire nature. I am in the sky. See yourself up above in the sky. From Baba, the ocean of purity, pure vibrations in golden color are entering me, a golden fountain on me. energy is entering me. Now these pure vibrations are going to the nature, entire sky, ether, became full with these golden vibrations of purity. All stars, sun and moon are absorbing these vibrations. Now, I am in soul world. In deep silence, Baba's vibrations of peace are coming to me. Enjoy sweet silence.